There was once a blacksmith named George who worked all day at his forge. One day to a mare, I heard him declare,
"You don't know what you're missing if you go see Lord."
Transcribed from Hollywood, Norge, a division of BorgWarner, originators and world's largest manufacturers of self-defrosting refrigerators, manufacturers of America's most modern automatic and wringer washers, gas and electric ranges, water heaters and home freezers. Norge presents The Red Skelton Show. David Rose and his orchestra, Loreen Tuttle, Dick Ryan, and the Smith Twins will be me, Rod O'Connor. And now the star of our show, Red Skelton.
Oh.
Thank you and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you? Roger, you look swell.
Well, thanks, Red. During the past week, I lost 4 pounds.
Well, I'm glad to see that you found them again.
You know, you're no beanpole.
Huh?
You're no beanpole.
I know, beanpole got more muscle.
Hey, what have you been doing the past week?
Well, I've been working. Spring cleaning, you know.
I never know where to start.
Well, I always start by throwing out the Christmas tree.
Oh, that's good.
You know, I didn't realize how dirty my house was until the dog came in and tried to bury a bone in the living room.
Well, tell me, did you scrub the place from top to bottom?
I washed everything. The wallpaper, I'm going to hang it back up tomorrow.
You know, my wife wants me to repaper our game room. Do you want to help me?
None of that amateur papering for me, boy. I papered a room once, and to this day, we haven't found the windows. You know, painting is a lot easier. I just painted our dining room alcove red and white.
Red and white? How did it come out?
Pink.
Huh? Well, you should have gotten real painters.
Oh, no, they want real money.
You know, I just like to see stuff.
Wait a minute, now, they're going to let them laugh. Let them laugh. Hey, you're going so fast here, you know. They're coming by carrier pigeon, yeah. But they're coming.
I'd just like to see something you painted yourself, Red.
You would, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it just happened that right now I happen to be wearing a hand-painted tie that I did myself.
Yeah, it's pretty sharp.
Yeah.
How'd you do it?
I leaned over a can of wet brushes. Yeah, I leaned over and got my tie on.
I wait long enough?
Yeah, that's long enough. Okay. Well, it's not running the Bing Crosby.
Well, tell me all about this spring cleaning. You know, when I clean house, I always find something that's been missing.
Me too. I pulled down the window blinds and I found a pair of pants I've been pressing for 3 years.
Are you doing the cleaning all by yourself?
No, I hired a couple guys to help me. And you should see the way they threw out everything that was cluttering up the place.
What was the first thing they threw out? You?
Me. What the bad. We're going to miss you, boy. You keep on, boy. You'll go back to your old job as a head bait boy on a barracuda barge. That boy for the bloomer girl. You know, I made a mistake the other day, and I got some new hair restoring, you know. And so I made a mistake, and we polished the floor with it.
What happened?
Now before you can sweep, you have to pile it in the middle.
Did you take your rugs out in the yard and beat them?
Hmm?
I said, did you take your rugs out in the yard and beat them?
Well, I should have. They never did anything to me. Yeah, I got in trouble with my neighbor.
How?
I borrowed his clothesline.
And they got mad?
Sure. Maybe I should have taken his clothes down first, huh?
Well, by the way, Red, my mother said she saw you on the street and she had a nice talk with you.
Yeah, she said she never misses one of my broadcasts, and from a year from now I should really be going places.
Well, I bet that surprised you.
It sure did. I didn't think she knew about those places.
Again, the Smith Twins, this time side by side.
singing a song, side by side. Don't know what's coming tomorrow. Maybe it's trouble and sorrow, but we'll travel the road, sharing our load, side by side.
With all the new refrigerators to choose from, how do you know whether a Norge is the best buy? That's a fair question. Well, take the new Norge Jet Self Defroster refrigerator. Here at last is automatic defrosting really perfected. It's fast. So fast you never have to think about what's stored in the big cross-top freezer. So fast even ice cream is safe during defrosting. It's dependable. Norge defrosts every night on schedule, whether you're at home or away. It's clean. For Norge has no hidden drain pipes to get clogged or corroded with frost water. In addition, this new Norge has extra space and new features that make housekeeping easier. Yet you don't pay fancy prices for all this. Norge has been able to keep prices to a minimum because they're the originators and world's largest manufacturers of self-defrosting refrigerators. Why don't you prove what I say? Why don't you see the new Norge Jet Self Defroster models at your Norge dealers? You won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge. Tonight, the story from our Skelton scrapbook of satire is about a fellow who wants to be helpful. Chapter 14, we find Willie Lumplum trying to help the milkman who's trying to help Willie get home. Hey, Willie.
Yeah.
Willie, ain't this the street you live on?
I don't know. It keeps crossing over all the time. This is the last time I ever buy a rambling house, I'll tell you. That's still better than the house we used to have.
What was wrong with that?
Well, you see, I always wanted a home where the buffaloes roam, you see.
Yeah.
And this real estate man overdid it. We had buffaloes in the parlor, buffaloes in the dining room. And would you believe it, we didn't have any towels?
No kidding?
Just big woolly buffalo. One mark hers and one mark his. You know, well, you're about the nicest milkman that I've ever done business with. You're a pretty nice guy. Mm-hmm. I've seen some milkmen that just don't look right to me, but you are a pretty nice guy. Pretty nice. Not just exactly a right guy, but a pretty nice guy.
Now, where were we? Well, you'll soon be home,
Could
Willie.
Can I tell you something?
Yes, please.
You're a pretty nice guy.
You'll soon be home, Willie. Here, just to save an argument, let me have that bottle of sarsaparilla.
Oh, no, no. I'll keep it right here. I'll empty it.
No, no, you don't. The last time you filled my milk bottles with it.
Yeah, I heard what happened. 300 people went down to the dairy and tried to buy the cow. Here, let me help you make some deliveries.
No, no, no. Now, look here, Willie. I can handle this milk route. I've been doing it for years.
Oh, no. You need a little help because you're a pretty nice guy. What goes to this house here?
Quart of milk.
Okay, stand back, boys.
Yeah. Willie, you broke in the bottle.
Well, don't tell me. I've delivered papers for years that way and never broke a one.
You silly dog.
Now, hold it, boy. The name's Willie. It starts with a W. What is the letter?
W.
It's not a C.
Look, I'm trying to tell you, there's no use delivering milk if you spill it all over the front porch.
Oh, I don't know about that, bub. After the way I deliver milk, the ladies ain't going to have to worry about rinsing out the bottle, you see.
Here we are, yeah. Whoa!
Oh, come on, horse, whoa! I heard a silly cowboy do that on the radio one time.
Well, I think this must be his horse. Boy, is he stubborn.
Yeah.
Now, look at that silly horse. Tippy-toeing.
Yes. I notice he does that every time we pass this glue factory.
Well, here you are. Are you sure this is your house?
Yeah, I'm sure. There's my wife's face burning in the window there.
Now, wait a minute. Why are you crawling on your hands and knees?
Well, if my wife hits me, I can roll over and play dead.
Well, I'll probably see you in the morning. Careful getting off the wagon.
Well, I'm all right. No running board, eh? Did you hurt yourself?
Well, I don't think so. You're the one who fell off.
I was wondering what I was doing laying down here on the sidewalk.
Not so loud you wake up the whole neighborhood and get me fired.
Ah, let them wake up. It just serves them right.
Quiet.
You're all alike, these people. What do? They go to sleep, so they feel like going to work. And what do they work for? To get money to pay for a place to sleep. It's a critique silly circle, if you ask me.
Wake up! No, come on, now, quiet. Gee, you've had quite an evening, haven't you, Willie?
Yes, I have.
Didn't your wife be waiting up for you?
Yes. As the immortal Shakespeare once says, I have a stinking suspicion. If you will greet me with open arms, firearms, sidearms, hammerlock, and commando tactics.
Well, she must be a swell egg to put up with a guy like you.
She's a good egg. That's why I'm afraid to drop her. My wife is pretty nice, but not like a girl I had once before, though. I had a girl, you know, when I was away, I sent her a telegram every day for 3 years. I sent her a telegram. Mm-hmm. This girl, I was so crazy about it, I sent her a telegram every day. Every day I sent her a telegram.
Mm-hmm. What happened then?
She married the Western Union boy.
Well, I gotta get going. Good night, Willie.
Good night, and thanks for the lift. You know, you ought to be proud you brought me home.
Why?
This is the first time I've been on the wagon for years. Good night. I'll sneak around here and see the side windows open. I left it open so I could get in.
Who's there?
You washed those windows, didn't you?
Oh, it's you. Yeah. A fine husband you are. All day long I stand over a hot stove, and what do I get?
What do you get?
Yes. What do I get?
Toasted nostrils?
I wish Mother wasn't here with us. I'd go home to her.
Why don't she leave her? Better still, let's move out and leave all your relatives here, huh?
What? You don't expect me to move out and leave my folks cold,
are you? That's the way they leave me. That brother of yours.
Well, I don't see why you talk that way. He does a lot of nice things for you.
Shake eyes.
Well, he spent a lot of money and had your tuxedo altered.
Yeah, so it would fit him. He borrows money from me all the time.
Well, you'll have to admit, he's paying it back in installments.
Yeah. Where does he go to get those pennies cut in half?
Now, look here. You better be in bed in 5 minutes or I'll break every bone in your head.
Bone in my head? Okay, I'll hop right in the bed. You've been moving the furniture again, ain't you? Or did you change the concrete in that mattress? If we ever have a pillow fight, we'll be black and blue. If you care to read, go ahead. I'm not going to say more.
And bed's over here.
Oh.
Get in and go to sleep.
I can't. Your knee's poking me in my back.
That's your own knee. I'm not even in bed.
Well, what do you know? I'm a pretzel.
How come you're not in bed?
You seem to forget I gotta be at work by seven.
Work? You work? I'm gonna get up.
If you get out of that bed, I'm gonna throw you out of the window.
Oh, no, you won't.
Oh, yes, I will.
Oh, no, you won't. You're stubborn, little rascal, ain't you?
Here's Dave Rose in the orchestra with Jealousy. For this week's homemaker hint from Jane Masters, co-director of the Norwich Home Economics Department.
Do you know that nut meats will come out whole if you heat the nuts in the oven before you shell them? And to keep the nut meats fresh for weeks, store them in a covered jar in the refrigerator.
There's space in the new Norwich Jet Self Defroster for lots of things you never had room for. Space for up to 52.5 pounds of frozen foods in the big cross-top freezer. Space for a company roast in the meat keeper. Space for a dozen tall bottles with Norge's adjustable shelf plan. Extra shelf space in the door, plus a butter bank that keeps a whole pound of butter ready to spread. Space for a week's supply of vegetables in the full-width crisper, because with its removable dividers, it's really three crispers in one. And with all this added space and convenience, you get automatic defrosting that's really perfected at a price that makes sense. The new Jet Self-Defroster models are at your dealers now. And you won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge. Chapter 123 in the Skelton scrapbook is entitled Baby Teeth. Most children become alarmed when they lose a baby tooth.
but you've never seen anyone take it like Junior, the mean little kid.
Junior, what are you doing? In fact, kiddo boy, she's moving in on you. What's cooking in your widow head, kiddo? Think of something. Do you
happen to know how my dining room table got scratched up?
I was cracking walnuts with a hammer.
Yes?
And one of the walnuts ducked.
If you had to crack walnuts, why didn't you use a nutcracker?
I couldn't find it. I found something better. Look, look.
Good heavens, your grandfather's both teeth.
They weren't just like a What, so you put the walnut between the upper and the lower, and then you crack them.
You give me those teeth.
Here, don't jerk me like that. Careful, that's my spitball arm. I didn't know I would hurt them. I walked by and they were so friendly, the way they smiled at me in that glass. I didn't think I would hurt them.
Junior, really, you'll drive me to distraction.
Okay?
You'll drive me to distraction.
Is that new friend, Bill? Junior. Can't drive you nowhere. I don't have a driver's license.
Now, there'll be no more foolishness. Now, you stop that. Now, where are the rest of the walnuts?
In this sack.
But, Junior, there's nothing in here but shells.
Well, you didn't expect me to eat them, too, did you?
Where are the other 12 pounds?
In me tummy.
Junior, now, you couldn't possibly have eaten all those. You'd be sick.
Who says I ain't? I ask you, who says I ain't sick?
I'll get the castor oil.
I says I ain't. Would you like a walnut? Here, I'll crack it for you.
Now, don't crack that with your teeth. You'll break one of them.
Oh, it's okay. The shells are soft. Of course, some of them are tougher than others.
Now, look at you. Your front teeth are gone.
What? Let me see. Where's the mirror? McCoop, McCoop, look at that gap in my yap. This is awful. This is awful. Now I'll have to buy bubble gum. It's already broken in.
Oh, well, dear. They were only your baby teeth.
Well, do I get some new ones? Or does I have to cut down an old pair of yours?
Now, Junior, will you please hold still and let me look at your mouth? You have one tooth loose.
Yeah?
Well, that's all the commotion about, Lorraine.
Hey, look, Grandpa, no teeth. Look, no teeth.
Did you hit him?
No, he was using his teeth. Of course I didn't hit him. He was using his teeth for a nutcracker.
Yes.
Now he has a loose tooth.
A loose tooth? The whip boots are coming.
Oh. Smart little scamp, isn't he?
Yeah, as smart as a whip, boy. As smart as they come.
He doesn't take after my side of the family.
Yeah, he certainly doesn't take after mine either.
There they go again. Choosing up sides about who's the smartest bunch of the family is. Now they're going to fight over me tooth, I'll bet you.
Well, we'll just have to go and have it pulled out.
What's that?
We're going to have it pulled out.
Good. You go right ahead. I'll wait here. There's something else to do.
Well, I go to a dentist. We'll just tie a string around the tooth and pull it here. Yeah. It's the easiest thing in the world.
Oh, no, you don't. No, you don't, kiddo.
Now. It won't hurt. Where's the string?
Well, I got a string in my pocket. You got a fork on the other end of it.
Yeah, let's have it.
No, you're not going to pull me tooth.
No, all right, here.
No, I'd rather have me tooth.
Now, Junior, here, I'll give you a dime.
No, I want me tooth.
All right, here's a quarter.
I wonder how far I'm going to go with this before he slaps a ceiling on this.
Junior, listen to your grandpa. It won't hurt. It's got to come out, or you might swallow it.
Well, then I can swallow me food whole and jump up and down and chew it real fast.
Here now. Open your mouth.
Oh, yeah, look at my mouth with it open like that. It looks like a picket fence with a gate open.
Can't you sight?
Yeah, I see. Hey, if I let you pull it, can I have a dollar to get me some false choppers? I need a dollar to get some teeth.
Oh? You mean false teeth for a dollar?
Sure. Didn't you ever hear of buck teeth?
Well, now let's tie the string right on it there.
No, the string will hurt me too.
No, it won't. Look, I'll tie it on my tooth and show you. There.
Well, what you gonna do after you got the string on my tooth?
Oh, just give it a little yank.
You mean like this?
Oh, he pulled my tooth out.
Hey, look, now he can be an elf. Look.
Boy, he does look like a picket fence with a gate open, don't he?
Hey, Jonah, come here to me now.
Now, don't scold the child. That was your own idea. Now, here, let's tie the string in your tooth, Junior, and you can pull it yourself.
Okay, I'm not that way.
I thought you said you were the bravest boy on this street.
I is. It took a lot of courage to tell a lie like that.
I'll tell you what. Now, you go to sleep. And when you wake up, it will be gone.
You mean you wait till I get asleep?
Yes.
Like a real dinner?
Yes.
And when I get asleep, you go to pull it?
Yes.
Or not sleepy.
All right, Junior, shall I tell you a story?
You mean a fairy story?
Yes.
Nah, I don't believe in that stuff, you know. I like a story about Chief Wolf.
I hum. I smell the blood of an Englishman. Please hear it, Ira. Please, he's dead. I grind his bones to make me bread.
I'm going
to
chop him up into little bitty pieces and pour him. Oh, no, 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 no. I can't be
killed.
Now, look, Junior, you tie one end onto your tooth and the other end onto the iron.
The iron?
And then you carry it until it gets heavy, and then you drop it.
Yeah, I should have thought of that.
Yeah.
Okay, now you carry the iron, Junior.
Okay, I tie the string on the iron, and I walk around with the iron until it gets heavy, and then I drop it, and the tooth will come out.
That's right.
Yeah, okay. Now, you've been carrying that iron now for about 30 minutes.
Junior, aren't you tired yet?
Yeah, this is kind of heavy. Uh-huh. I can't hold it much longer. Here it goes.
Oh! Did you have to drop it on my glass top coffee table?
Now, let's not scold the child. Remember, it was your idea.
This is fun, boy. You can get away with murder.
Now, let's see your mouth.
What's the matter?
The tooth. It's still there. The string slipped off.
I've got it. Why didn't I think of this before? Here, tie the string on his tooth and the other end on the doorknob.
Yeah, and then you open the door real fast and bingo. Out will come the tooth.
All right, now come in here, Junior.
Okay.
Now here, we'll tie the string to the doorknob.
Yes.
And then you tie this end to your tooth.
All right. Okay, now you get out and open the door real fast.
Ready?
No, not yet. Okay, there go.
Oh, my good lamp. You tied the string to the floor lamp.
Well, I want to see what it do to that lamp before it gets to me, too.
Now you're going to get it.
Oh, don't.
Are you going to be good?
Yeah, but you keep that up, boy. You're drawing my teeth loose.
But Junior, I'm not spanking your head.
Well, there must be some connection somewhere. Every time I let you, my tooth gets looser. It gets looser and looser. There it goes. The tooth is out.
Yes.
Tell me, what was it, a boy or a girl? What'd I tell you, boy? Stick around here and they'll knock all your teeth out, boy. I know.
This is Rod O'Connor saying, remember, in refrigerators, home freezers, gas and electric ranges, washers and water heaters, everything Norge makes right. Make a date with yourself this week to stop in at your friendly Norge dealers to see the newest Norge refrigerator, the beautiful Jet Self Defroster. See how Norge frees you forever from the bother and mess of defrosting. How it defrosts itself every 24 hours so fast even ice cream stays brick solid. See the extra space and extra convenience features Norge gives you. And all at a price that makes sense. And now until next week,
this is Red Skelton saying thanks for listening and reminding you that you won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge.
Join us again next week for the Red Skelton Show. Heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro Golden Bear Studios. This is a copyrighted feature transcribed from Hollywood. This is the CBS Radio Network.